I'm reading from C.S. Lewis's That Hideous Strength.
And this scene is based on a suggestion that we got from our friend in Winnipeg.
It starts with an A.
Alana from Winnipeg.
Alana from Winnipeg. We're going to do a scene about recycled bird baths.
Recycled bird baths and that hideous strength. So we just grind them up and we throw them on the ground and then you can park your car on it.
Do you wish me to remain, sir?
Yeah, because those bird baths get pretty heavy and I need help.
I beg your pardon?
I need help. I can't lift it all myself.
You mean you couldn't trust me?
Well, not by yourself. Yeah, pretty much. No, I can't trust you at all.
And if it really was the nice police, do you suppose I'm not going to have a very full explanation?
Well, those knife police people, they can be really nasty. If they see you running around the neighborhood taking people's bird baths, they're going to be coarse.
There has been some ridiculous mistake.
Yes, there has been. I don't think people are done with their bird baths when you've taken them from them.
Gutter press.
Gutter press? Oh, well, okay. Stop taking people's bird baths.
My old dad now.
Well, if you didn't get any discipline at home before, you're getting it now. Don't take people's bird baths.
Open air life suited him, I suppose.
Well, I think so. You know, there's nothing quite like having a shower and a bird bath. I mean, you're out in the open air. But let's get back to the point. We're crushing them up.
I suppose there are two views about everything.
Not about crushing bird baths. I'm very adamant on this one. We gotta crush them up and make big patios and carports out of them.
Is that you, Jane?
Well, you found me out. I was trying to stay away from my past. Starting over new business. Carports.
You are very kind.
Well, I knew you needed a job, and they're just too heavy for me to carry myself.
The only thing I should like to get just a little clearer is the exact.
All right. You take a hammer, and you hit the bird baths, and they break up into small pieces. Then you park your car on it.
How silly. I haven't got my checkbook with me.
Well, you don't have to pay for them. You're building them. People pay you.
When shall I know my fate?
The first time you build a carport, they'll hand you cash.
Rats.
No, it's a good thing.
He's to be rehabilitated?
Well, that's why we started this business. Carports, recycling, starting anew.
An irreparable loss to the human race.
I guess so. Gee, I only thought they were bird baths.
You don't seem to realize what we are.
Well, I've come to grips with the fact that we're trying to rid humanity of those unsightly bird baths that sit on the front lawns. It makes everyone angry when you drive by and look at them.
Haven't you been told that it's strictly non-political?
Well, many a time, but I don't listen to those naysayers.
How do you mean?
I mean, I don't listen to them. They talk, and I turn my ear away from them.
That shows you're still in the nursery, Lovey.
Well, you know, you have to start out small. And part of that it means that you don't listen to the politicians.
You can suck up from the earth oblivion of all plans.
That's the point of a carport. You don't have to plant anything on it.
Hidden it may be.
Well, it's out in plain sight. It's not really hidden. Unless, of course, you tuck it in between a garage and your fence, and then it'll be like a hidden driveway.
Then let us all to prayers.
Yes, I pray every day that you'll stop asking me dumb questions and just haul the bird baths so that we can get started on this thing.
I did not know that.
Well, I thought I explained to you the first day that you started working for me.
I said it because it was true.
Well, good. Good. So we can get to work now? What do you say?
Shut up.
Oh.